Surah Ibrahim, 14:7, is a powerful reminder of the importance of gratitude in Islam. Let's delve a bit deeper into this verse. Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, is named after the Prophet Ibrahim, Abraham, who is revered in Islam as one of the great prophets and a model of faith and submission to Allah. In verse 7, Allah addresses humanity, reminding them of His promise regarding gratitude and remember when your Lord proclaimed, "If you are grateful, I will surely increase you in favor, but if you deny, indeed, my punishment is severe." This verse highlights two key aspects: promise of increase for gratitude, Allah promises to increase His favors upon those who are grateful. Gratitude, in Islamic teachings, is not merely acknowledging blessings but also expressing thankfulness through words, actions, and obedience to Allah's commands. When individuals recognize and appreciate Allah's favors, whether they are material, spiritual, or both, Allah promises to bestow upon them even more blessings. This increase can manifest in various forms, including spiritual contentment, material prosperity, and inner peace. Warning of punishment for denial. Conversely, the verse warns of severe punishment for those who deny or are ungrateful for Allah's blessings. Denial here refers not only to rejecting the existence of Allah but also to failing to acknowledge His favors and failing to express gratitude. This denial can lead to ingratitude, arrogance, and disobedience, all of which distance individuals from Allah's mercy and invite His wrath. Overall, Surah Ibrahim underscores the transformative power of gratitude in strengthening one's faith and connection with Allah. It serves as a reminder to cultivate a mindset of gratitude in all circumstances, recognizing that every blessing is a manifestation of Allah's mercy and deserves acknowledgement and appreciation. Additionally, the verse emphasizes the consequences of ingratitude, urging believers to strive for gratitude as a means of seeking Allah's pleasure and avoiding His punishment.